How you guys doing today? My name is Mark.
And my name is Christina.
And we're here to just introduce ourselves to all you guys and welcome you guys into the family. So today we'll be talking to you about our perspectives on revenge and the cycles and patterns that influence our decisions and actions. So, Christina, what do you think about revenge?
I think revenge is not necessary because if someone does something to you, I don't think you should do the same thing back to them. So, Mark, what do you think about revenge?
I'm actually going to disagree with you in this scenario. I think in certain situations, revenge is sometimes worthy. If someone does something to me in particular, pick on me or something, I mean, I'm gonna pick on him, right? Because I don't want him to keep picking on me, right? I want to send a message back to stop messing with me, you know what I'm saying? So if it comes down to something like that, right, somebody's picking on me, I'm gonna get my revenge back on them, right, so they stop. But on the other hand, now, if it's a less serious situation, right, somebody says something about me, I mean, you don't got to do, like, something serious, take a little quick jab at him, you know what I'm saying? Just, like, take a quick little jab at him so, you know, they know who they're dealing with and they're not going to, like, say anything back to you, you know what I'm saying? So it goes both ways. You can't take your revenge. You don't have to take your revenge. But, I mean, it just depends on the situation, to be honest with you. So if somebody's picking on me, I'm going to get my revenge, so they stop. If somebody, you know, does a quick little jab at me, you know, I might let it slide, you know, see if it happens again, then maybe get my revenge back. So honestly, it just depends on the situation. All right, so that's enough about us and our perspectives on revenge. So, what's the next question we're going to be talking about?
So, are we all designed to be like our parents?
So, I do not think we're destined to be like our parents. At a young age, you are sort of like your parents, right? You have some of the same traits as them. But as you grow up and you go through certain experiences, like meeting new people, going through the schools, going through sports, other activities, you're around so many different people that I think it's easy to stop being like your parents and kind of switch it up. Like, almost like if your parents are always mean or whatever, you don't have to be like that, right? If you have certain friends around you, you can switch it and, you know, create a better, positive, more attitude towards yourself, and you don't have to be like your parents all the time. So I would disagree. We are not destined to be like our parents. What about you, Christina?
I agree with Mark because as we get older, we start changing and we're not the same anymore, like with school, when we go to school and stuff. You don't have to be like your parents. You can choose different things you want to do in your life.
So I think me and Christina both agreed on that one, that we are not destined to be like our parents, and we could switch it up through our new experiences in life. So now we're going to talk about in what ways are we like our parents. So my dad is an athlete, right? That's kind of what he has taught me throughout my life. Every sport I play, football, basketball, baseball, all have been taught through him. And then obviously the coaches I've had or whatever. But my dad's kind of like the athlete, so he teaches me all of that stuff. And then my mom is more projected towards like my grades, my, you know, like all that stuff, like my responsibility, my personality, my respectfulness. So there's two sides of it, right? My dad is more of the athlete side, and my mom is more of like the personal, more manners type of side. So, and being an athlete, I'm like my dad, and like my manners, my respectfulness, all that comes from my mom, I think. So what about you, Christina? Are you like your parents?
A lot of ways I am like my parents. My parents have taught me a lot of things about my respect, and I wouldn't be as respectful as I am if I didn't have them.
30 seconds and you're done with this segment.
And, I try to stay on top of my grades. Both of my parents teach me how teach me to stay on top of them and know that school is really important.
What's up with the family? So we will be starting a book called The Long Way Down. We just got a little snippet of the first 8 pages of the book, and it seems kind of like an interesting one, you know. So Christina, I'm gonna give it to you. What is your reaction of those first 8 pages?
I think my reaction is it's kind of sad because he had lost his brother. And that must be a hard thing to go through.
Yeah, that's tough, man. That's tough.
Have you ever experienced loss in your life?
Not. I have, but I wouldn't say it's as serious as to what Will has gone through. Most of the loved ones I have lost were deaths due to old age. I never knew my dad's dad, but he died before I was born. And then I didn't know any of my grandpas. Actually, they both were dead before I was born. But my two grandmas, I did know very well. I spent a lot of time with them, actually. But they died around the age of 11 or 12. And my dad's mom died a couple years ago. But it's not as hard because they died during due to old age. So they lived their life. But Will's brother, he was at a young age where he didn't get to experience a lot. So that's actually pretty sad. And then obviously, you know, I've had a couple of dogs pass away. You know, that's pretty tough, to be honest. I know most of y'all have gone through that. So you feel the pain. You feel the pain. But yeah, what do you think of Will so far?
I think Will is a really cool person, and he's also really strong. He has gone through some tough things in his life, but he always seems positive about it.
Yeah, man, Will seems pretty cool, I'm not gonna lie. It's kind of inspiring to see a person take such a hardship and make it into a lesson and create this great book that we are about to get into. Just by the first 8 pages, I think it's going to be a great book. Not going to lie. And yeah, Will, pretty cool guy. Pretty cool guy. You know, that's it for this part of the podcast. Tune in later.